It's been a busy day for the health minister. He's also been addressing the Parliamentary Portfolio Committee on Health about the vaccine rollout and everything to do with that, where we are in the fight against COVID 1 year on. Babalo Ndenze, EWN Parliamentary Correspondent, joining us now. Babalo, you are watching that briefing. What does William Kize say about where we are and what's happening with the vaccine rollout?
Hi, Menga. Thanks. Just quickly, correction, William Kize was not at the portfolio committee. He excused himself because of the KZN engagement, which we just listened to now. So he was not present at all. He still hasn't arrived. It's his deputy minister, Dr. Joe Pasla, and Dr. Anben Pillay from his department, the DBG, who are basically leading this delegation today. So the minister not there, which did anger some MPs who insist that he comes, because there's a lot of things that he needs to clarify with regard to the rollout, especially, you know, the confusion whether it's a trial or a study or a rollout. So members of the committee very unhappy about this communication.
Sure, I imagine that they would be quite frustrated that the health minister wasn't there before the parliamentary committee when it's such an important issue that he felt it better to go to Grey Hospital. So what has the deputy minister and the DG been telling the portfolio committee then?
Well, they're telling the portfolio committee basically that there are 75,000 more of these Johnson & Johnson doses coming this month, March, which is part of this Sonka study. And they're telling members that there's no need to, you know, be confused about this matter, that, you know, these are indeed inoculations that have been verified and to be safe and effective against the South African variant. Whether it's a study or a full-on rollout is really neither here nor there, because when the rollout does kick in officially, when this J&J product has been approved by, you know, all authorities, it won't make any difference, because it will still be the same, you know, vaccine being administered is basically the point from the department, you know, responding to these concerns by members whether this is a study, and have healthcare workers been informed that they're in fact part of a study and not getting a full-on, you know, vaccine as expected, you know, by everyone. And the president was also one of the people that got this jab, and the department is just allaying these concerns about whether it's a study or is it a vaccine, and is it ethical or unethical, and they basically addressing a lot of these issues that members are saying are misleading, Mandy.
Babalo, the issue of the 1.5 million AstraZeneca vaccines that have been sitting in a warehouse, essentially, was there any clarity on that? We've heard that they may be going to other African countries, they're gone, they're going. Did anyone talk about that today?
The deputy minister did touch on the AstraZeneca vaccine, and he says that, you know, they were also, I mean, they still aren't deciding on what to do with that batch of AstraZeneca vaccines, because the expiry date, for example, has not been reached. And, you know, there are a number of countries, even countries in Europe, that, you know, you're happy with this AstraZeneca for, you know, people even above the age of 60. So they're still deciding on what to do with this batch, which is still in South Africa and is still not expired yet. But now it requires two doses, which is the difference. And the minister and the deputy minister quite, you know, and they, you know, quite clarifying that the reason J&J, you know, is being, you know, prioritized by the government is because of this variant and because it's a one jab inoculation or vaccine.
Right.
And so because AstraZeneca, I mean, and that's still going to be discussed at the following meeting, where we'll have other experts like Dr. Glenda Gray, for example, who's going to be present.
Babalo Ndenze, EWN Parliamentary Correspondent, updating us there. So is William Kize not at the Parliamentary Portfolio Committee meeting now? He was at Grey Hospital this morning, marking a year since the first COVID patient there. So the MP is not happy with him. I suppose he's also had his hands full. His hands very full indeed, because we've also got a development out of the Daily Maverick today. Peter Louis Myburgh, investigative journalist, who's at the Daily Maverick at Scorpio. We spoke to him last week about this investigation he's done into digital vibes and the communication tender with the Department of Health. Peter Louis Myburgh joining us on the line now. Thank you very much for your time.